Morning Show am Nachmittag auf 100,6 Flux FM.
17.31 Uhr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag und bei mir im Studio ist Jean-Philippe Grobler. Hallo!
Hallo!
Wie geht es dir?
Es geht gut.
Oh, er spricht
Danke.
Deutsch. I didn't even know that you speak
in
German.
Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch, aber ich bin ein bisschen unpracticed.
Yeah, so we'll do the interview in English.
Sure.
Let's listen to some music to get the people in the mood.
Great.
And then we'll talk a bit and we'll give away tickets for tonight's show of St. Lucia in der Kantine des Berghain. Hier schon mal zum Einstimmen, ihr Stückchen All Eyes on You. Zum ersten Mal übrigens hier gespielt, die Musik von St. Lucia von Lissy Plappinger. Also als besuchte, yeah.
Nice.
She was like, listen to that band.
She's a good friend. Of mine.
Yeah, she's your label boss,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh man, that's so great. Let's talk about that later.
Sure.
St. Lucia with All Eyes on You. St. Lucia mit All Eyes on You auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die ganze Band um Jean-Philippe Grobler herum in der Kantine des Berghain. Und jetzt ist der Kopf der Kapelle bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die unglaubliche Entwicklung der Band in den letzten zwei Jahren. Wir sprechen über Tipps und Tricks für die Produktion eigener Klänge im Zeitalter der elektronischen Musik. Wir quatschen auch über die Tour der Band, die nicht enden will und die auch als nicht enden wollende Flitterwochen gedeutet werden können. Und wir versuchen rauszufinden, was in näherer Zukunft geplant ist. Und wir hauen natürlich auch Tickets raus für die Show heute Abend. Zunächst heißt es aber jetzt und hier nochmal Hello and welcome, Jean-Philippe.
Hi, how's it going, man?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing? How's traveling been?
Oh, it's been great. Okay. I've been to a lot of parts of Europe that I've never been to before,
okay, cool.
Which is cool. We started in Oslo in Norway. I've spent a lot of time there because I have a lot of friends from there. But then we played a festival in Sweden, a festival in Helsinki, Finland.
Wow.
And I'd never been to either of those places, which is amazing.
Cool.
And then we played, and then we stayed in Copenhagen last night. We like drove through basically the whole of Sweden. And then we took the ferry from Denmark to Rostock. Yeah, I know. Denmark to Rostock today. And now we're in Berlin, and it's my first time in Berlin.
Oh,
even
wow,
though,
really? I didn't expect that.
Yeah,
I thought you were playing here already with a band.
Yeah.
With the Kites, maybe, or something.
No. This was my first
cool.
time. And it's funny, because my wife is from Konstanz.
Yeah.
And
I like it that the way that you say Konstanz.
Konstanz,
because
of course.
It's the way that they pronounce it down there.
Exactly.
It's cool, though.
it's close to Schweizerdeutsch.
Yes.
Schweizerdeutsch. And so the furthest north I've ever been in Germany until now is München.
Okay.
And so this is my first time.
So welcome to Berlin again, my man.
Thank you.
how's touring like? Because your tour is more than a tour. It's like a never-ending honeymoon, kind of. Because you got married to your wife, who we just mentioned, like right before the tour started. You've known her for years. I think 11 or 12 years you've known each other.
Yes.
Or you've been together for long before you got married. But as soon as you got married, the tour started. So it's like a never-ending honeymoon.
Long before we got married.
Okay.
But it was like...
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as intense up until that point. But then I guess after we got married, it was pretty full-on from that point.
Yeah, but I mean, it must be funny though to travel all through the world, especially when you visit places that you've never been before, and your wife is with you and some good mates who are in the band.
Yeah,
so many musicians miss their families when they're on tour, right? It's the only thing that keeps them from touring nonstop. But you have your family with you. It's cool though.
And no, it's amazing. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better situation to be in. You know, I mean. You know, all the other guys in the band, well, not all the other guys, but some of the other guys have, you know, girlfriends that are back in New York or back wherever they're from.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more difficult for them. Whereas for Patricia and I, it's a lot, you know, it's nice to just go to a city and be able to go and have dinner together. And,
you
know, sometimes it's hard because we're constantly together, you know, and you kind of don't get that time apart.
Yeah.
But in general, it's cool.
Yeah. And you're going to, I mean, if the whole thing keeps on going and going, you're going to find ways to get your privacy, and you know, I don't see anything.
Oh no, I mean, we don't have a problem with it.
Yeah,
I'd rather have it this way than the other way. You know,
cool.
It's
good though. although the record's been out for a few weeks or months, even now, I have to congratulate you again on your first LP.
Thank you.
It was super well received. Did you expect it to be so super well received? Because I didn't find any critique about it that says, "Well, it's so la la." Everybody was freaking out about that record.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I made the record and I wanted to make it as good as possible, and I thought it was a good record when I made it.
Is.
But you never know how people are going to receive it. And to have people talk about it and receive it in a positive way. I mean, again, you know, it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I only hope that I can make the next albums as well received. But we'll see.
Yeah, the super hard to record second album is coming up.
Exactly.
Coming up. When one's listening to your music, one definitely has to think of great 80s pop artists. There's a lot of horns or synths in there that remind me of super dancey and catchy 80s tunes. There's a modern zeitgeist sparkle on top, though. It's mm-hmm. not just like recreating the 80s, but it's thinking of the 80s through a modern pair of glasses or something.
Right.
How do you create that sound? Are you working with old school synthesizers and combine them with new digital gear, or is it something that just happens when you're working in the studio?
I mean, it's not something I plan. You know, I don't go like, okay, this is sounding too 80s. I need to make it sound more modern mm-hmm. now. It's just, I mean, a lot of my synthesizers are, like, I do have a lot of old vintage synthesizers and things that they would have used in the 80s, you know, but then I'm making everything, like, in a computer.
Yes.
You know, I'm recording everything into a computer. Yeah. But I think just the fact that, you know, I love music from the 80s or just retro music in general, and I love new music, just means that all those influences kind of come together to create whatever it is that comes out.
Yeah, but there's 80s synths involved a little bit,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, cool. Yeah.
One can really hear them if you're used to those sounds.
Well, I'm glad.
Now let's listen to another song of your first LP. Hier ist St. Lucia nochmal mit Elevate. Wir reden gleich noch ein bisschen weiter und werden dann auch noch Tickets verlosen für die Show heute Abend in der Kantine des Berghain.
Sure.
St. Lucia mit Elevate auf Flux FM. Nochmal beautiful song and beautiful layering of all those different things happening
Dankeschön.
In that song. It's crazy. As a musician, you've been classically trained and mm-hmm. you studied music in England. Before that, you were part or you did make your first touring experiences with the Child's Choir. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yep.
Touring throughout the world. How important were those experiences for making that beautiful first record of yours? Because I really think the layering in that very song that we just listened to, it's getting a bit complicated if you're not into music a lot or if you're not classically trained. So did studying music in England help that record?
I think so. I mean, you know, when I'm making music, I don't like think about theory and I don't think about, you know, like, oh, these are like the laws that I have to follow and this is how you layer things.
Which
you know?
Is very good that you don't do that.
I'm glad. You know, I think that doing like being trained in that way musically mm-hmm. and studying music, I think in some way just maybe puts some kind of like, it gives you a good grounding, you
sure.
know, of like what is possible and stuff yeah. like that. But you know, there are a lot of people who make amazing music who never ever had any training.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's cool.
I have no idea.
Lovely thing. That's a lovely thing about music. It's still super democratic.
Yeah,
like
so
everybody,
democratic.
Everybody can come up with a super nice hook line or a super nice core. Like everybody.
Exactly. And music schools hate that.
Yeah.
Because I know they want to try and sell that you have to go to music
yeah,
school, but you
and,
don't.
And some trained musicians hate that as well.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
I mean, that's another thing where you have to keep open minded as a trained musician.
Exactly.
Keep on working with the freaks and the
yep.
freaks have to, you know, that, and everybody's happy.
Absolutely.
You actually wrote the album on your own and did record most of the stuff on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have that great band with you doing the live thing. Why you have that band? We're going to talk about that as well. Will the band be more involved next time, or are you going to keep working like that?
You know, I still definitely do most of the writing by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just we're on tour so much mm-hmm. these days together and spend so much time together that I think it would be, you know, and also they're such amazing musicians that I think it would be silly of me to just keep trying to do everything by myself.
Sure.
I like the idea of having fresh new influences and uh-huh. fresh new approaches in what I do.
Uh-huh.
And everyone is definitely more involved already. But, you know, we'll see when we actually properly have time to go into
sure.
the studio next year, early
yeah.
next year,
yeah.
to record the next record. But I think yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe it's a good thing that you do the starting point and then you'll see what everybody can contribute to the whole thing.
Exactly.
And then you can still say, I'm sorry, Rick, I didn't like what you were bringing into the whole song.
Yeah, exactly.
I was kicking the stuff out again. I'm still the boss. I'm sorry.
That's the hard part.
Yeah. So another question that I wanted to ask you, in these times where nobody gets enough money actually to be a musician that can live, what's the idea behind a 5-piece band, because you could basically do stuff like your stuff with two people, maybe even on your own, and you'd get much more money for each gig.
Right.
So it seems as if you're not in it for the money.
Well, you know, I mean, we do, through what we do, make enough money to live. We okay. can make a lot more money if I did it by myself, for sure. But, you know, I think, you know, this sounds kind of corny, but I definitely believe in, you know, the romance of music. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of the best music in history was made, you know, by just following what naturally came out and what felt like the best version of what that thing could be was. And for me to make this music live, I don't think that it would be as impactful if it was just me kind of like playing to backing tracks only, you know? And I think I always like to present the best version of what I can do to the audience.
Cool.
And obviously the best version would be to have a 5-piece brass band as well and a choir and everything.
Yeah, but
that would be impossible to take around.
You don't have to ruin yourself, you know?
Exactly. We don't have to destroy our lives.
You don't have to.
But no, I just, you know, I just always want to try and do things to the absolute maximum level. And, you know, if I feel like if we were just trying to put money in our back pockets, then I don't think that this project would have as much of a big staying power. Like our philosophy is always to take any money that we make and, you know, be able to pay rent and pay for, you know, those basic things. And then to take the rest of it and put it into like better production for the next tour, like better lights and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Maybe that's a terrible business decision.
No. I want to encourage you to keep going that way because I really think it's the right way. And people see and hear the difference when they come to your shows and they see and feel that you're a guy who's in it with the feeling, you know, and who's not in it for the money. And it does.
I appreciate it, man. Keep on doing that.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
So let me give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. Heute Abend also in der Kantine des Berghain, die wunderbaren St. Lucia. Und wer da hingehen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer, zum Glück, die ihr jetzt anrufen müsst in Berlin, um auf das St. Lucia Konzert zu kommen. Thanks again, Jean-Philippe, for visiting us. Say hi to your wife, say hi to the rest of the band. And we'll meet again very soon.
Lovely to meet you, man.
And
thank
you. Here's the band that you produced, actually, to say goodbye. It's Herz. How did you come up? How did that come up that you produced them? Are they friends of your wife's? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long story, but I met them through another German friend of mine. His name's John Messick.
Okay.
And yeah, just, you know, we met each other a few times and we decided to work together.
You've done a great job. Is there more producing coming up soon? Did you like working with those other guys?
I love producing, but I'm kind of focusing more on the next St. Lucia album now because I don't want it to be a... disappointment.
Okay. If you want to be produced by Jean-Philippe, wait for like 2 more years or something. Maybe then you have a chance.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks a lot for visiting us here. Herz nochmal zum Abschluss. Schöne Grüße. Vielen Dank. Tschüss. Und für die Tickets 030 9000.